My name is Nick Roberts, and welcome to Viral Tech. You join us in the realms of punk this week. Our first punk album, John Wheatley, would you say?
I wouldn't say anything.
Neil Hussey, you're a punk.
I'm not going to talk to you.
Why not?
Because I've got attitude, I'm a punk.
You have.
I'm
you have
spit indeed. On you.
Never mind that.
You know when you do these intros, do you imagine you're like one of those late night radio hosts
sexing
it up?
Yeah. He thinks he's late night cooler.
It doesn't give me the horn. It creeps me out, if I'm being honest.
You're doing it now.
You're creeping me out now. My willy's shriveling up.
I'll remedy that.
Before these two gay each other up, let's talk about the album. Let's talk about Nevermind the Bollocks by the Sex Pistols.
Oh, he said the word.
Ooh. I know. But did you know that that actually isn't a swear?
Well, yeah, because...
Bastard probably isn't a swear. Or sod.
Apparently, it all depends on the context.
Yes.
Because if you are referring to the testics, that is a swear word, apparently. But if you're saying bollocks as in bullshit, which is what they mean...
Technically, they used bollocks in the phrase of a... they didn't use actual bollocks.
Never mind the bullshit.
But it was used because a bollock is another word for a...
testicle.
A priest. It's an old English word for a priest.
I bet bug is not a swear word.
Any other...
Sodomy? Sod?
Anything else?
Bastard is like a
bastard,
real word.
Bastard, you ain't got dead, isn't it?
Like a real word.
Yeah.
Cunt.
I just love saying that word. Like a little spazzy Tourette's boy. Remember when you used to think you could get away with saying twat? And you always go, twat's just, it's the worst word as anything else.
No.
That means exactly the same thing.
I don't remember
My family is rough as arses. I've been swearing since.
Rough as arses.
But yeah, no, there was a big...
Should you do prick's guide?
Well, I just want to explain the end of the...
Prick, that's not a swear word. Because you prick your finger.
It's true.
I think Sleeping Beauty took a good prick, actually.
On her spindle.
So yeah, so anyway, that's the... There was a when the album came out, there was an obscenity trial. And it was fine. They got away with it because of that.
That's
so from an intelligent point to some idiotic points with our resident idiot, Neil Hussey.
No, the idiot died.
Tell us about the Sex Pistols, dickhead.
Sex Pistols, amazing.
Really?
Why don't all of your guides?
They're
start
more
with
reviews.
Your
than
opinion of what they of what it is good, like it.
They are.
That's not a, right, that just, doesn't guide anyone. That just says that if anyone knows you, and to be fair, anyone listening to this,
Steve Jones.
Okay, what do you do?
Have you got this album?
What?
Have you got this album?
No, but he played guitar.
Did indeed.
Steve Jones.
Paul Cook played drums. Glenn Matlock on bass. John Lydon singing. Matlock later replaced by Sid.
Sid who?
Vicious.
Oh, really?
Hmm. That was the downfall, though.
Yeah.
Because Matlock was... Would we say
Sid Vicious is the Alex James of Sex Pistols?
No, I'd say Glenn Matlock, right? Was he weren't very cool, but he actually liked the Beatles and things like that.
Yeah,
and that's why
he wrote a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, and that's why their early stuff was good. And they got Sid in, who's the antithesis of punk, like the image. Yeah, it was like image over substance.
But that ruined him.
But that ruined him because he couldn't do fuck all.
And Glenn Matlock, I've heard a few things. I was watching some interviews, and Steve Jones said at the time, Johnny Rotten and Glenn Matlock sort of clashed because. Malcolm McLaren, God rest his soul.
Yeah, Malcolm's dead. Sorry to say.
Well, I would say actually, probably good job because we planned this podcast and then he died and then they started playing Sex Pistols classic albums and stuff on Sky Arts. So I've got to do a little bit of research.
We planned this.
Oh, really? So thank you, Malcolm McLaren. Good timing.
We planned this album. Just want to say as well, we planned this album before he carted it. Yeah. This isn't a cash in anyway. So.
But Malcolm McLaren apparently sort of put Rotten and Matlock up against each other.
Did he?
And he sort of mixed it a little bit, apparently, from what they're saying, because they get on now. And McLaren told Johnny Rotten that Matlock wants to turn it into more of a Bay City Rollers type of band.
Really?
So, and there's this thing about Matlock kept washing his feet, which apparently pissed all the others off.
Really?
And Steve Jones was saying, you know, I'm just easy to go with it if the man wants to wash his feet.
Because
he can wash his feet.
He used to manage the New York Dolls, didn't he, McLaren?
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
For a little while, yeah. And then he come back to London and wanted to do the punk thing, and Vivian Westwood, he had the shop Sex. And then
which was called...
It was something else before that.
But Live then, Fast, Die Young.
Yeah.
And it was called something before
I
that.
I think Matlock worked in there. I think he worked behind the counter, or Steve Jones did, or one of them did. And then they wanted to audition someone for the singer. And they see Johnny Rotten, John Lydon, walking down the street with a Pink Floyd t-shirt on. But he'd written, I hate above it. Was saying, I hate Pink Floyd. And they got him in, and they got him to... He sung along to an Alice Cooper song.
On the jukebox.
But they didn't realise that he knew all the words to all the Alice Cooper songs. and that was the band. I don't think they liked him at first.
Apparently Johnny Rotten says, I must have done something right because Malcolm McLaren gave me a tenor. So this was the last tenor I got out of him.
Have £10. Very good.
But amazing band, really. And also, like, if we sort of get away from the from them for a minute, when they done the... Free Trade All gig in Manchester, that sort of kicked off all the fucking factory shit as well. The Buzzcocks and obviously like Joy Division and everyone like that. Obviously Buzzcocks went on factory, but two of the people from the Buzzcocks set the gig up. I can't remember
Howard DeVoto,
yeah, and I can't remember the other
possibly
one.
Pete Shelley. Is it Pete Shelley's in the Buzzcocks?
Is it Luke Skywalker?
But they set the gig up and Morrissey was there. Fucking two of the boys from Joy Division. Oh, loads of people.
Have you been doing research?
No, I just know about this because I like factory and shit.
So let's talk about the album quickly, give an overview, and then we'll talk about why we like it. Recorded in 76 and 77 at Wessex Sound Studios in Highbury, which...
Where is it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
We should go
there. Somewhere. Yeah, it's an old church.
You know, it's in Highbury somewhere because it said Highbury.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. But
it was also recorded albums by there have King Crimson, The Clash, The Rolling Stones, and XTC. It was bought by George Martin of the Beatles in 1965, who then sold it to Chrysalis Records in 75. And he also became a board member of Chrysalis Records. That's how it's got to where it is. So another, talk about the Beatles again with Matlock, another little Beatles tie in there. So we go. And it was released on, I think it was released on Virgin, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was released on Virgin.
They had a lot of fucking records, didn't they? They kept getting sacked, 27th
October 1977. They were on EMI, first of all.
They kept getting sacked, didn't they? There's that great scene, isn't it? When Buckingham Palace, isn't it? When they all sort of pile out the fucking cab, all dishevelled, to sign the record deal.
Did EMI sack them because of the song EMI?
Well, it's just because they were so controversial.
That's why they wrote the song EMI.
Right, okay.
They were so controversial and just swearing, and everyone was banning them and stuff.
Funny though,
that was, you know, it was just before punk kicked off, wasn't it? It was like the start of a new thing, and no one wanted them, no one wanted to touch them.
And ironically, going from the previous album that we were talking about, What's Going On, and about the whole kind of protesty sort of thing, then the punk thing was the opposite of that, really, and was very much about
Thatcher's Britain.
Well, no, it was way before Thatcher's Britain.
Well, not,
but yeah, the punk thing was about,
with the fucking rubber strikes and shit.
Yeah, it was just about not caring. It was complete apathy and nihilism. And
I don't know. I think the lyrics in there, it's almost as socially conscious as What's Going On.
But a lot of it is, there's no future, we don't care.
Yeah,
that's because Britain,
but they
that's because England was shit at the time.
And that's the thing, is that it's, they're sat in there, they're not saying we want to do something about this, we want to be part of it. They're saying it's, and you know, anarchy is the dissolution of everything. It's just, and that's what they were hoping for. They didn't want to think about tomorrow. They
was playing. They was just writing about what was going on at the time. England was shit at the time. Everyone was out of work. Everyone was on strike. Fucking, there was piles of rubbish in the streets because the bin men weren't working.
Saying why should we cooperate if we ain't getting nothing out of it?
Have you seen Filth and the Fury?
No,
that's the bollocks. Watch it.
What is that again?
It's like a rockumentary about
documentary of
the Pistols.
Sex Pistols. Right.
It's well good.
Very good.
Watch it. It's well good.
Okay, I will watch it.
Mm.
What?
Probably won't.
How many times have you seen it now? Seen a couple, haven't you?
Yeah, a couple of times.
What's the overriding thing from it then, you'd say, about, because this seems,
can I just ask why you asked him how many times he's seen it? It's a weird question.
It was a bit weird.
Because I've seen it once with him and can't remember anything at all.
I think I watched it, and then it's when, oh yeah, you got to watch this, and we watched it.
Watched it, yours?
Yeah.
And but I remember little bits and bobs, but
I didn't get invited.
Oh, this was ages ago.
Oh, yeah, so what? Thanks.
It's just about the state of Britain at the time, how, the, mu- tea, how the music come about. No, we didn't have tea and biscuits. Yeah, I don't know. I think at the end, it's quite emotional at the end because Johnny Ron's talking about Sid Vicious and that.
Sid Vicious. Did he kill Nancy Reagan?
Maybe. He possibly did. Maybe.
Left a great name for a golfer.
Was that the Chelsea Hotel?
My son's named after Sid Vicious.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I've got no real connection to Sid Vicious, but I just like the sound of the name.
So, was he called Sid Vicious Wheatley?
He's not Sidney, he's just Sid.
Great name for a goldfish as well.
I was talking about Vicious as a middle name, actually. I thought it would be cool.
Great name for a goldfish as well.
What, Sid?
Well, Sid Vicious. There you go.
He's not from New Zealand.
Oh, I thought of a good...
Sid Vicious.
if a goldfish has got like a superhuman strength or superficial... Is he superficial?
That's rubbish.
That's awful.
Yeah, I know, but... Going with his fish joke thing about the.
What about if you went to a nuclear bunker and you combined some atoms and shit? Would you get nuclear fission?
Yeah. If there was two goldfish and one of them was pissed off the other one, would it be a bit officially?
If there was two goldfish and one looked like a goggle-eyed lanky monster and one looked like a little troll,
yeah,
and they write a sitcom together, would it be called The Offish?
I like it. I'm not really listening to the main of it, but I like the ending of it. Hang on a minute, one about this. Is there a punk one called The Fish and the Fury?
So why do we like the album?
Maybe you'd invite your friend man apart from me.
I'm going to start with John Wickham this time. Why do you like the album?
Actually, I've never really listened to the album. I knew.
Do you own the album?
I owned it now. I bought it last week.
Good man.
$3.99.
That's what happens, Neil. This is what happens when people care.
$3.99 at play.com.
I care.
So I bought the album. And it was better than your one because your one's got a green border. It's well shit. Mine looks like the proper record. It's just yellow. And the back of yours is well shit and all. It's green and it's got pink text, but the back of my one's got like the names of the tracks all laid out in punk fashion in random, what, like, chaotic order.
Newspaper.
Yeah, sort of weird like that. And I listened to it the first few times and I thought, this is just boring.
Really?
Yeah. And I quite like the singles. I quite like Pretty Vacant and God Save the Queen and Anarchy in the UK, good records. But it just bored me. Every song sounded the same. And then I watched...
That's the nature of punk, though, isn't it?
I watched Sex Pistols. Still doesn't make it good.
It depends if you're into it or not, doesn't it? It's groundbreaking.
No, yeah, I like the sound of it. There's a lot of things that I noticed about it. It's quite slow. I mean, punk is... You always think of punk, you always think of like... But it's really quite slow. And if you take away the vocals...
That's more of the stuff that Oi Music and that are coming on.
That's what it evolved into, isn't it?
But if you take away the vocals from that album, it's very similar to Oasis, Definitely Maybe.
Yeah.
The riffs,
You could
imagine Johnny Rotten singing Rock and Roll Star.
Yeah, definitely.
The chorus is really Sex Pistols. Ah, tonight I'm a rock and roll. It's very Sex Pistols. It's much more than I thought.
But they're quite good melodies for people that didn't fucking know how to play instruments. That's probably due to Matlock.
They're not terrible instrumentalists.
Steve Jones was a rubbish guitarist when
but he got better.
He didn't know how to play a lot of chords, but he's tight as ass.
Yeah.
He's fucking tight, and I know he's like really simple, but it's the sound of those guitars.
From four of them, it's a big sound.
From a punk band, and
for three musicians, supposedly Paul Cook's a wicked drummer as well.
But that sound, it sounds better than any guitars in anything in the 70s to me. The guitars sound really sort of big and...
Yeah. Who produced it?
I'll tell you what they did, a little trick. He recorded in octaves. So he'd do like one take, going... And he'd probably have another take, going... Oh, not like that. And you put the two together, and then maybe do a lower one as well.
Doing double tracking each.
Yeah, but just making the sound wide. They didn't.
They did. They just made it really loud. But on the album, it came out sounding massive and quite
Who produced it?
It was produced by Chris Thomas and Bill Price.
Chris Thomas produced other stuff, but I can't think what. But I know his name from other places.
Yeah.
Did you not Wikipedia earlier?
No.
Okay.
I thought about it. I wish I had now. I went on to other areas. I was too busy finding out that little bit about Wessex Sound Studios. All right. That's a good thing. We couldn't bother
to go all the way back.
Or we could have had that. No, went on to the Bromley contingent and stuff. But we'll talk about that later.
But actually, yeah, I first listened to the album, I thought, pretty boring. I quite like the sound of the guitars, and I think there's some pretty good music in there. But then I watched... classic albums on Sky Arts. They did a Sex Pistols one, and I sort of warmed to them a little bit. I never really liked the characters of Sex Pistols before, but I sort of, they've won me over a little bit, and the album's alright.
Anarchy in the UK is a great song.
Yeah, the singles, they are great records, some of them singles, but it's still very fucking, do a ballad, that's what I want. Just a ballad, just to slow down, do a ballad and then go back up.
I think we've done, how many albums have we done? This is our 15th album we've done,
right?
This
done a few, haven't we?
Is like, if you took all of those albums, this is probably the, on musical merit or just on merit of songs or whatever, this is, you couldn't say that this is the best out of the ones we've done. In fact, you'd probably say it's the worst. But
yeah, I don't know. It's hard.
I don't know, if you're talking,
I would say out of all the ones we've done, Ogden's Nut Gone Flake's probably the worst one.
What?
Out of all the albums we've done,
would you?
What would you say is the worst one? Oh, Bob Dylan, yes.
No.
We've done some good albums.
We've done a lot of good albums. I can't even fucking remember them. Ogden's ain't one of the worst.
I think it's the worst one out of those, out of the list we've done.
But I'd say this album is not, but it's what it means, it's what it stands for, which is the.
Exactly. That's what makes a classic album. It doesn't necessarily have to be musically.
There's some really good
lyrics. Immaculate. It's just what it meant to people at the time and what it stands for now.
It was just a lot more, because obviously, I mean, like, they. It was the start of punk in some ways, but there was punk before that.
Yeah, well, didn't it start in England, but it didn't catch on? And then it went to America and proper went mental. And then McLaren brought it back to England.
Well, you had the people like...
Because, like, when were the Ramones?
They were mid-70s. But before that...
Yeah, were they before the Pistols?
Yeah. Before that, you had the stuff in the late 60s, so you had like
Johnny
Who
Funders and people like that.
Yeah, that's America as well. But in the UK, yeah. If you go back before that, in the late 60s, you had all of, you know, like the Kinks and the Who and all that stuff we were talking about a while ago. No, but and all that garage rock. And that's what's
they're heavily
like, that's
inspired.
What influenced,
they are really
influenced
inspired,
people like the Stooges and people like the Velvet Underground and that to create these heavier songs that then started influencing bands like the New York Dolls and.
You're talking about the influence of those British bands like the Kinks and stuff had on them. The song Submission. If I can just get this pick.
What's it called?
Sort of that song Stroll On, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And Patti Smith as well. It's called Proto-Punk. It was all the stuff before that. And John's about to demonstrate some now.
The song Submission goes like this.
Sounds like a Nirvana song.
Oh, it sounds like... Nirvana song. The Kinks.
Yeah.
Submission, yeah. So, and they've admitted freely that it's just them playing their sort of weaker versions of, or not weaker, or just like,
just
the only
versions.
Way they can play those sort of songs.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the Kinks. There you go. Right. He also said, I don't know, I think he was talking about Lazy
Who's
Sunday, but.
Lie, then?
We're so pretty, you're so pretty. He said he took that A chord at the end there from Lazy Sunday.
Did he?
By the Small Faces.
Yeah, that.
So, yeah.
I think if you were songs though.
From the sound of things, Matlock wrote a lot of the music. I don't know if they all wrote it or whatever. And
it's credited to all, isn't it?
Yeah.
I reckon Matlock was the chief songwriter.
He also, whilst we're on the guitar, because he was like inspired by like things from the 50s and 60s and
yeah.
He liked,
that's why they hated him, because he was a bit too fucking what? I mean, they was proper dirty skanky scumbag kids, like proper punky street kids, and he was like a bit, you know what I mean, he was like a bit better dressed and a bit,
yeah,
better,
he was
a
bit nicer,
a bit,
but I think they kept him in there,
you know, he was like what made their songs good in that first,
and he was
album.
Trying to write something a bit like Eddie Cochran's Come On Everybody. And he played this, which which Steve Jones, no, what's his name?
Yeah.
Steve
yeah.
Jones. Steve Jones from T4 turned into. Yeah. Punked up by the old guitar player. Interesting, eh?
Definitely. So, interesting. Should we talk about the songs now?
Talk about
why we like the album, what it means. Very important album. Let's talk about the songs. Where should we start? Should we go for the singles, starting off with the one you just played?
Holiday in the Sun.
Well, the one you just played was obviously God Save the Queen.
Sorry, the first one I was thinking of.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, we won't do it in any particular order, but might as well start with God Save the Queen.
A fascist regime!
Apparently not meant to be about the Queen.
No.
Just about the...
So why was the video all Jubilee related?
Well, because it was out at the same time as
the Jubilee. Yeah.
Well, Malcolm McLaren... not be about the Queen then?
Malcolm McLaren was a master of publicity.
Controversy.
Yeah. Well, so, it's clearly about the Queen then.
No, they were saying afterwards, what they said is that it was meant to be about just the whole establishment or whatever. Right. I like the line, we love our Queen. Like...
We love our Queen. So fucking like sarcastic, and I love Lydon.
Do you really?
Yeah, he's not
I'm a Slippery, get me out of here, and on those butter adverts.
No, not really.
Well then,
Shep loves.
It's not butter.
No, he does.
Shep loves Public Image.
Public Image are brilliant.
Yeah, I was listening to them on the radio.
I never really got into Public Image, but
I had a song. What's their famous song?
This is not a love song.
Is that how it's called?
Yeah.
How's it go?
Oh, I can't remember how it goes, but I know that that's
the big song. Called, I don't know. Is that the one? Well, I listened to it, I was thinking, who is this again? I know this one.
It's definitely, yeah.
And it was P-I-L.
Yeah. Pill.
But no, they're very good.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, and that song caused massive controversy, obviously, because of that it came out at the time of the Queen's.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just got one of them voices, isn't he? That, I mean, he's not a great singer in the technical sense. But
great performer, though.
But what a voice, you know. No one sings like him. No one ever will. And as soon as he opens his fucking gob, you know it's him.
Yeah, I'm not that keen on the sound of it, really.
And I just like the anger and the fucking... When you watch him, he just looks... Oh, I love... You know, when you watch him live and he's fucking bobbing his head up and down, his eyes are fucking like saucers. So much anger and...
Yeah, he gets on my nerves.
In his youth, you know. It's nice. It's amazing.
You watch him now, and he comes
and
out.
He's a ginger as well. That's incredible as well.
Like Vivian, he comes out of Brixton Academy, and I can't stand the way he does. Like it's like a Little Britain show, and he'll come out and he'll say "pretty vacant," and then he'll stand there and go "fucking cunt," and everyone will cheer. And I think, that's not clever or anything.
Are you judging him?
No, that's what I'm judging him on, because that's what I've got to go by.
Judge him when he was a teenager in '77.
It's all about a performance, isn't it? At the end of the day, and that's what.
Yeah, but he could have performed. He could have aged a bit gracefully.
Let's talk about Sid.
What do you want to say about him?
Fucking smack it,
Sid Vicious.
Fucking sponging bull of him. She used to be a groupie for the fucking New York Dolls.
Oh, really?
Hmm. And then she latched on to Sid's.
Killed him. He was what punk? He was like punk distilled, wasn't he?
He was basically.
I know he's known for
being punk. That's why they got him in.
Yeah.
I know he's known for being this like really cool punk icon, but from what I can tell...
He's a skanky fucking scumbag, dirty cunt.
He just looks thick as well.
He is thick, and he looks like he stinks, and he just... But if you looked up punk in a dictionary, there'd be a picture of Sid Vicious.
Yeah.
That's what makes him cool.
I don't think they would. They don't actually do that picture thing.
Right, in a thesaurus.
Dictionaries do that.
But it's such a weird scene as well, because you had people that were very kind of like art student, intelligent people, and then also people who were quite... Well, I suppose actually there were some that were quite vicious, but a lot of the, no pun intended obviously, but a lot of the more kind of, in fact, more of the stupider people, more of the people stupider. At that time that
only named after John Lydon's hamster.
What?
I think John Lydon had a hamster.
Called
Sid, and it bit, or Sid Vicious had a hamster or something, and it bit John Lydon or something, and he called it Sid Vicious. Or something like that, and that's how he got his name.
Nice.
Something like that, something to do with a hamster. And
but the thing is, all of the kind of all the more thugs at that time.
Johnny Rotten got his name because of his fucking teeth.
Yeah, yeah, he had horrible, horrible teeth apparently. So, but
stairs.
The fact that the people that were more kind of thuggy and not as intelligent and all that were the Teddy Boys that were about the time. Because there was this big kind of 50s revivalist thing going.
Right.
And the punk kids were all like the art students and all the people that were a bit like that. So. And then as it developed, then it came into this weird thing, and the punks that because obviously we're all 80s children, the punks that we remember are all with mohawks and leather jackets.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was, you never saw, like, if you look at punk at, in the beginning, that actually it's like, it's quite a cool scene, and it's quite, you know, the dress is quite, it's quite creative, and but it's also quite cool.
What's
it's,
the word?
But when we used to drive through London when I was little, my dad used to say, don't stare at the punks because I'll put an axe through the window. So I didn't. I just looked straight forward.
What, their head?
Just don't stare at them. And they put an axe through the window.
The thing is about that sort of thing is that when it started out, it was meant to be about anarchy and nonconformity. But in the end, they all end up looking exactly the same.
Yeah, so how do you be saying, like, when in the start, like, they was holding their t-shirts together with safety pins out of necessity.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, you can buy fucking safety pin t-shirts in Woolworths, and it's just
or from someone like Vivian Westwood for hundreds of pounds. But the fact is that they put the thing is people would like it'd be a case of one-upmanship, and people would go to these gigs.
But you had the Catwoman, didn't you? She was famous.
Yeah,
she used to go to gigs.
Batman's nemesis.
She used to look like a cat. I can't remember, and I think she was called the Catwoman. She just looked like a cat. She had like a blonde hair, I think, like in two things, and all the makeup and all the gear on. It was like a little fucking scene, like the mods had their scene and had the faces. Used to go.
Shane McGowan out of the Pogues was very much into the punk thing. So he did a punk.
I'm surprised he weren't called Johnny Rotten.
No, he was called fucking. His name was Shane O'Hooligan. That was his punk name, Shane and he was one of the big. I had one of the big fans and one of the people that knew about it. And Danny Baker used to do a fanzine called Sniffing Glue.
I have big problems about these like scenes, because it turns out like these punks are meant to be all cool, and that they probably spend more time getting ready than the average woman.
Yeah, but they didn't to start with. It wasn't a particular fashion thing, I don't think, to start with as such.
You don't realise Johnny Rotten worked in a bank, and he had like a side part in he Brown. Couldn't. He did. Then Malcolm McLaren went, you come here, boy. He lined them all up.
He's such a dick. And that's dressed them up. Lie.
No, it's the actual truth.
It's not true. They see him walking down the King's
Road. They did an audition in front of Simon Cowell, Malcolm McLaren, and Jerry Halliwell, and they got picked.
They see
you. You know who just missed out?
What? Who?
Paul Weller.
Did he?
Yeah, could have been there.
David Bowie.
Oh, right.
And Tony Blair.
Joe Strummer.
No. He didn't do it.
Let's talk about Anarchy.
And Mel Gibson.
Anarchy in the UK.
Yeah.
And Larry David.
Glenn Matlock is still pissed off that they used the rhyme. This is a funny little sneeze.
I didn't want anyone to know I was sneezing, so I went to pains to suppress the sneeze.
Yeah, you
used to and then you grasped me up on the sneeze.
You folded your arm up and put your head and your elbow.
Yeah, to try and
nutty.
And I'm just sneeze all over the mics now. But
Glenn Matlock, he says it still bugs him that the rhyme Antichrist and Anarchist. Antichrist,
yeah, it's awful.
I quite like,
but it works.
I quite like it.
Works because you just get used to it now.
It's got some great little sound bites in there. That I don't know what I want, but I know how to get it. Your future dream is a shopping scheme, which if you've ever been to Watford, is written in an underpass.
You say sound bites and you say you're not a yuppie.
Leave me alone.
No, I can't.
Leave me alone. And the old...
we'll take it up with HR.
Exactly. There'll be a grievance procedure we'll have to go through.
No, I don't know what I'll do.
And then you'll have a first verbal warning. Pat's having a little nap again. Pat's sleep time is between 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
The Fellowship of the Free.
Bless him.
Let's talk about the song Bodies.
She was a girl from Birmingham.
It's a...
Fanny looked like a lump of ham.
Johnny Rotten, he said, is not pro or anti-abortion, but it's just wants people to be aware that it's not something flippant, just bringing a child into the world.
Yeah.
So,
that's...
I'm not an animal. Is a repeated line, is it? Isn't it?
Yeah, well, he is.
Who's not an animal? Yeah.
You got anything to say about Bodies?
That must have been quite a... Again, it's... With John Lydon not pulling his punches, the way that, you know, the first couple of lines of that song, it must have been quite... Especially at that time, quite hard for people to listen to.
But you say that, but who other than people that like the band would actually listen to the lyrics anyway? They'd just hear noise, wouldn't they, other people? maybe the Daily Mail had caught on to it and then start saying, bloody hell, look what they're saying. This all start a campaign against it.
The funny thing is, I know there was fuss going on about that, but something like that would have been picked up so much nowadays, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
But at the time, yeah, so much of it was...
They probably didn't listen to the lyrics that much. It was just fucking noise.
I don't listen to the lyrics of songs I don't really like. So, you averaged...
How do you know if you like them or not if you don't listen to the words?
Oh, you've sussed me out now, ain't you?
Yeah.
How do you know?
What? Because I listen to the words.
I know, I'm just throwing it back into your face. Do you know the song Submission?
Yeah.
Played a bit of riff earlier.
Yeah.
Malcolm McLaren said to Glenn Matlock, you should write a song called Submission. And Glenn Matlock took it to Johnny Rotten and said, he wants a song called Submission. And Johnny Rotten said, what, about bondage and stuff? And he said, yeah. And they said, it's a bit naff, isn't it? So then Johnny Rotten said, how about a submarine mission? And they basically wrote a song just slagging off Malcolm McLaren. That's what they said. I was just taking the piss out of him, yeah. Which I thought was funny. That's what is really interesting way of looking at submission, submarine mission. It's good, isn't it?
It's a good story.
So, what else there as well? Pretty Vacant.
Yeah.
Vacant. Yep. What about it? What can you say about that song? It's one of those.
Great riff.
Yeah.
It is.
What?
Here we go.
I was just trying to remember which one it was. Is that?
Get a guitar. Yeah.
A chord. Where's it go?
It could go on for ages.
I don't know how it goes.
Yeah. And I got into the final one while you've got the guitar there as well. Okay. Hot Days in the Sun.
Remind you of?
What does that remind you of?
We all live in the yellow submarine.
In the city.
Yeah, in the city by
The Jam.
Neil's favourite.
John's favourite, Paul Weller.
It's not my favourite. Yeah. I love Paul Weller. In the City isn't my favourite Jam song. It starts from a favourite Jam song.
Is it? Yeah. Good song.
Let me tell you how it will be. Stop! There's a little fucking riff. No.
I can't remember that. Pat knows it.
Oh. Yeah. So there we go. Yes. So anything else you want to say about any more of the songs?
I'm gonna carry on, persevere with the album, and see if it grows on me anymore. But I'm not that blown away by it, if I'm honest. Neil loves it, probably never heard it.
Yeah. He loves the idea of it.
It's just the it's a groundbreaking album.
Someone told him he liked it.
But it was though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that it was.
You know what I mean? It kicked off the whole punk scene. In England anyway. And I think they needed that at the time. They needed like a fucking angry fucking music to express themselves. England was so shit in the late 70s.
Sometimes you talk like Liam Gallagher.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thanks, I'll tell you, it's a compliment.
Nah, it's not a compliment, it's thick as shit.
Yeah, but he's funny though.
He is funny, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm charming and funny in a thick way.
He was my man crush for a little while, but he's got a bit old now.
I still would.
Now my man crush is the cast of The Pacific. What's your man crush? We'll come back to you, Nick.
Aaron Johnson.
What?
Oh, yeah. He's pretty hot.
I've watched Nowhere Boy and Kick-Ass recently.
Yeah.
I just can't stop going, fuck off, Mimi. I said, fuck off. That's it.
Did you see him on Jonathan Rosso?
I think I might slip Jim Caviezel one.
What, Jesus?
Yeah.
He's sick past it.
Would you have him on a cross?
I'd make him cross.
That's disgusting.
I wouldn't really.
Well, that bombshell.
I don't know what I'd fuck.
Oh, that bumps.
They've actually got to fuck them. I'd definitely chicken out when it comes to the fucking stage.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have sex very.
Because I just touch your face. I don't want to actually fuck you.
Go as far as a nice cuddle.
Yeah, a nice cuddle with a boner.
Oh, fuck off. That's boring. You'd cuddle me. We need someone that you'd fuck.
Maybe if I was there for like 3 weeks on a desert island with them. That's too short a time to say, isn't it?
After I've been there for half an hour, then maybe.
Should have gone 3 years. Three weeks. 3 weeks. I'm bored of winking now. Can you do it?
Who's a? You need to find someone that's ridiculously feminine.
A lot of men say Jamie Redknapp.
I hope that Caviezel Johnson and the cast of Pacific are together having a drink at the moment. Yeah, I'll tell you who I'd fuck.
I'd fuck the cast of Viral Tap.
Daryl Hawley.
Pat, have you got a man crush?
Yeah.
Me? Well, this is awkward then, isn't it?
Right, to cut the ice, Neil's Idiot's Quiz.
Oh, is it that time already?
Well, I've got to think of a funny noise.
You got to think of a lot of fucking things. You got to think of some good fucking songs.
Let's do a theme tune for Neil's Idiot's Quiz. We do it in the style of the Sex Pistols.
Thanks for that.
Quite a good song.
What's your sound going to be?
No, I've got Aaron Johnson on the playlist. It's got to be just fuck off, Weeby. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like it.
Extended it, didn't you?
You always got the second one as well.
Oh,
got to see it. It's a fucking great film.
I'm going to do... Oh, Mum, I've already done that bit. I have to do it again now. It's not that advert.
Oh, what's that from?
Oh, Mum, I just done that, but I have to do it again now. I don't know, a little Welsh kid does the ironing and the hoover, and then his mum comes in. Oh, shall I change it?
Well, both of you do different ones.
So you do different ones.
I'll never like that. You start, because I have to think of
it. I do. Get it off, it's going in my hole!
You've done that before!
I've planned to do it before. You do one.
I can't believe you always have to do the second one, and it's never fun.
Just do it.
He's always moaning, I'm always doing the second one. Now he's doing the second one, and he's moaning about it.
Okay, that's you want to make a star bit as well. Yeah. Right, question one. What is the heritage of Rotten's parents?
Irish.
Yeah, well done. I was going to mention that earlier when you were talking about the abortion thing. I was going to say, that's a shock.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to ruin the...
Go on in.
What are you doing?
Sexing it.
Why are you acting like you're in a chaise lounge, John? Bits.
Yeah, I've got them as well. Question two. What band member was responsible for stealing all the instruments and equipment for the band?
Sid Vicious. Obviously. Go on.
John Lydon.
No. Steve Jones.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't have been Sid, would it?
Why?
Because he weren't an original member of the band.
Did you say original band member?
No, but by the time Sid joined, I think they could probably have afforded their own instruments.
Yeah, but he might have thought the next morning to smack.
Question three. Who said, I'll die before I'm 25, and when I do, I'll live the way I wanted to?
I'm going to answer the first. I've answered all three questions. So I think I was the first one Irish, didn't I? And then I went Sid Vicious and Sid Vicious. Which is going to answer
that? I have no idea what he's saying.
He just went, the second one, I said vicious. Correct.
Yay! 2-0.
Nick wins. Well done. Whatever.
You didn't even make an effort.
Well, he said we went, first time.
I didn't get to hear your noise.
Get it off, it's going in my hole!
You get 2 bonus points and he wins.
It means front hole.
I'm joking. Yeah. Look at you all panicking.
Still losing.
So what's that?
It's either 6-4 or 6-5.
No, I reckon it's about 6-6.
It'd be fun if it was 6-6.
Might be 5-5 goes west.
Should we call it 6-6? Should we call it 6-6?
Got it.
But that means I've just given you a whole point. Whole game.
No,
6-5.
Look at you. Put it in front of me and take it away. Let's go 6-5. That is a bit drop.
We'll find out when we listen to it.
I didn't put anything in front of him.
John put his tiny penis in front of me.
Oh, tiny?
Yeah.
You call this tiny?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it'd be other words to describe it.
As it's quiz time, we'll continue with John's crazy movie quiz.
John!
Yeah, why not? What else we got to talk about?
What do you win this time? Nick, you think of something to win.
I'll explain the quiz as well. John is going to sing the theme tunes of some favourite
No, I'm
going to
mix it up.
And he's also going to
say some
of the dialogue.
I'm going to do two theme tunes and I'm going to do some dialogue for the third one.
Yep, so there we go.
Because your theme tunes are getting a bit shit, aren't they?
Yeah, that's good.
Scraping the barrel.
The peak for me was Officer and a Gentleman.
You ready?
So there we go. And this week...
I know a good one you could have done.
What?
The Never Ending Story.
Yeah, but I can never remember that tune.
Just done it.
Yeah, I still...
But that was an actual
anyway,
one.
Number one, you ready?
What? Do you want
to... What do we win this? This time you win to choose a week for Neil's head.
Anyway, you want. And we'll buy it.
I can either wear it. A Robert's week, a John week, or a Pat.
No. We just
any week in the world.
Just send us ideas, and we'll probably pay for it and buy him a week.
Beehive. Throw.
Oh yeah, I won't beehive.
Beehive. What other big weeks would be there?
Look, just look on the internet. There's loads.
True.
No one even cares.
That'd be great though.
Oh, I'd love it.
I'd love to see you at BI.
Do it.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
Number one. Okay, here we go. Donnie Darko, Donnie, Donnie Darko, Donnie Darko, Donnie Darko, Donnie Darko, Donnie, Donnie Darko, Donnie Darko, Donnie Darko, Donnie Darko, Donnie Darko, Donnie Darko, Darko, Donnie Darko, Donnie Darko, Donnie Darko. I can't remember, I'm losing the melody. Something like that.
I like that one.
Okay, thank you. Didn't blow off. Thanks for your silence. It's like playing to a Chinese audience and they stay silent, don't they, until they applaud at the end. That's right. Apparently I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently comedians in the 60s would go over to China and they wouldn't laugh all the way through it, and then when he'd finish his set they'd start laughing and clapping their hands. Yeah,
just building it all up for an hour,
just thinking remember that bit like when I'm laughing.
What were you laughing at? Do you remember when he said that at the start?
All of it, it's all funny. Number two. Titanic, Titanic, Titanic. Just go to the big bit. Titanic, 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 Titanic.
But Jack, the iceberg.
Oh, Jack, I'm really flying. No, you're standing on the front of a boat. That's not flying. And by the way, I saw that film the other day. At one point, Jack's saying to her, "Do you love your American fella?" And she's like, "Jack, you can't ask that sort of question. It's really rude." 5 minutes later, she's got her tits out in front of her. She's inconsistent, if anything. So,
and your final... This isn't a song this time.
No.
This is a piece of dialogue from a film. John's going to act.
I'm going to act out a piece of dialogue. I'll be two characters in this film.
Do you need a hand?
No. I won't tell you what the characters would be.
It's going to be funny.
Okay.
You better be funny.
Here we go.
Three accents.
Hey, let me just put my Federer hat on this hook. Shod round. Okay, Indiana Jones, where are we going now? Oh, just to the Temple of Doom. Ow, that's my whip. That's the clues. You can work it out from that.
That was a line taken verbatim from a film.
Should we do some more whilst we're here? Neil, you
know.
No,
because...
All right. Oh, no, he's going to say no when I was doing it.
Because you'll do like about 20 and then next week you'll go, nothing to do.
Right, Neil, you do a film quote.
All right.
It's got to be actually from the film, like my one.
Was that actually from it?
Yeah. Boo, Nick.
I'm not playing.
You're thinking really hard about one, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Try not to sneeze again.
Come on.
We won't do it. No,
do it now.
Because then you've got loads of ideas to keep doing. Otherwise, you'll just do some shit one.
I'll do one quickly. Oh, what's that over there, fellas? I don't know. It's the Beatles. Help them. It's the Beatles.
That's fucking dope.
Help! It's the Beatles.
Life
what film's
film.
That?
There we go.
Hard Day's Night.
We interrupt this podcast to apologise sincerely for the lack of content, comedy, factual-based information, or presentation usually expected from a podcast of this calibre. Unfortunately, these three twats cannot and will not change their ways, and I, producer Pat, am just far too lazy to care. This announcement was brought to you by the letter K, the number 7, and the colour blue.
Oh, that's Bombshell.
Shall I do another one?
Oh, go on, Ed.
Oh, what's your name? I'm James Bond. What's yours? Dr. No. What's that?
Ripley. There's an alien on the spaceship.
How many of them?
Just one in this one.
Okay.
That was that joy of the stomach.
You got a question of the week, Nicholas?
Should we finish quiz time by question of the week?
Just do. Yeah, go on. I was ready to get angry then.
Nicky's question of the week.
Question of the week.
Why are people buried 6 feet under the ground?
They're not, it's just the saying.
Well, where did the saying come from?
It's 3 foot. And when it's heavy downpour, their bones are uncovered. Don't look at me like I'm talking sentence.
And they're not actually 9-inch nails that they use in the casket.
What, the band?
Just long nails.
Well, the band.
Yeah, the band.
That's where the name come from.
That's where the name comes from, with the nails that you hammer into a coffin.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you know that, do you?
Yeah,
you didn't know that 4 seconds ago.
Yeah, well, that was the gag. I thought he was hammering the band into a coffin.
It is a funny shape, isn't it?
I know. He's got ears like Nosferatu.
Yeah, but they're funny sort of.
I've got ears like Legolas. Hugo Weaving.
more like Gimli.
After that fun, should we say goodbye?
Yeah, should we do a song at the end?
Yeah, alright. Let's do... In the city.
No, this do. When I find my girl, gonna hold her tight.
Gonna get some afternoon delight.
Don't know the rest of it.
Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
There is.
Do a song then.
Again, you don't even want to join in.
It's so rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah, he's shit.
You are well shit.
You name a song and we'll sing it. Just for you.
I like being on the spot.
You don't.
Let me have a think.
Well, we ain't got time for this. We're saying goodbye.
Bye 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 bye
bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye